The first question, I totally agree with the video. First, because in order to achieve a great dream, one must be aware that there may be many obstacles along the way that will make the attainment more difficult. This is very important because it means that you must make many attempts so that several failures become successes. And it's quite true that behind a successful person, there are faults, failures, resilience, hard work, late nights, rejection, sacrifices, discipline, criticism, doubts, and so on. In other words, you don't become an overnight success in any field, well, at least in most of cases. Regarding the last question, I'm going to talk about myself as an entrepreneur. I know that there are many books, articles, websites talking about the entrepreneurship, how to be an entrepreneur. I never read them, to be honest, but I'm going to talk about my experience. I have considered myself until now a bookworm. When I was in the seventh semester of medicine, I found out a hobby was dealing with knowledge questions in medicine, obviously. And from that moment, I used to solve 30 to 40 questions a day. This allowed me to understand medicine more, if you will, at least in an easier way. When I graduated, I continued with this hobby, but it was no longer just a hobby, but the goal was to become a specialist, in my case, in internal medicine. For this, I had to pass a knowledge test that was precisely these kind of questions that I like to tackle from different questions banks around the world. Then I decided to invent a group on WhatsApp where I joined people for free to study with me. My only objective was to study, but not alone. And so it was more interactive for me. In that group, I sent 20 questions per day. When I managed to move into the specialty, I said to the group, "It was a pleasure to study with all of you, but this group will disappear." After that, many of them wrote to me, my WhatsApp, that they would pay me if I continue sending the daily questions. Suddenly, an idea came to me that I didn't have in my mind, to be honest. I started offering a WhatsApp group where I send 5 questions a day with the aim of preparing for the postgraduate exam. It's been 5 years and the group continues and is getting bigger, making a significant amount of money for me, fortunately. All this story enabled me to say that I really don't think there is a perfect manual to be an entrepreneur. I think the most important thing is to be disciplined. Understand that there are moments that happen in life and you have to take advantage of them. But above all, you have to be prepared in many aspects, such as mentality, academics, and responsibility. These are, for me, the gist to achieve successes.